Hey, it's time for Warrior of the Week from Vance Air Force Base. And this time around, public affairs wouldn't even tell me who it was. I knew it was going to be somebody I'd be surprised by. And sure enough, James Bollinger is back in the studio. What are you, like, Brigadier General now? Something like that?
I left here a tech sergeant, came back a tech sergeant.
Really?
It's been 3 years.
Okay. Now, a lot of people probably know you because you were working in public affairs. Originally, I don't remember the story, but I know I'm not going to use the word you got stuck here because you didn't get stuck here, but you ended up spending some significant time at Vance Air Force Base.
I did. I got here in May of 2011 and spent 6.5 years here.
Yeah.
Left in January of 2018, worked for Stars and Stripes in Japan at Marine Corps Station Iwakuni, and then came back, and I'll finish my career right here in Eden, Oklahoma.
That is very cool. And James, you love Oklahoma. You love being right here, right?
Half of my career will be here, and my family's from the area,
yeah.
So this is awesome. This is where we're going to call home.
Good for us and good for you. Let's talk about working at Stars and Stripes. What did you do in Japan while you were there?
Well, Stars and Stripes is an international newspaper that covers the Department of Defense, and I was a reporter and photographer, videographer for them, covering everything going on with the new F-35 Bravo, the jet that can land and take off vertically, you know, short takeoff, vertical, say, what is it? Short takeoff and vertical landing. There we go. And also the Reagan's F-18s were stationed there, so got to go out on the USS Reagan and the USS Wasp and the Bonhomme Richard before it burned up, unfortunately, but back when it was still in Japan, so played with the Navy and the Marine Corps and covered everything they were doing for the newspaper and the website. It was a really good time.
You were like the sole Air Force guy wandering around? Is that what it was?
I was, yeah. So at that base, there were four airmen, but I was actually the only Air Force guy in my unit.
Yeah.
So there were six of us military and spread out all over the Far East, covering everything you can imagine.
That is so cool.
It was the best job I've ever had.
Wow. So now back here at Vance Air Force Base, what's your job going to be here?
Well, right now I am pretty much going back to the personnel manager I was before.
Okay.
So take care of everything in the office from training and scheduling of people to make sure that they've got their annual appraisals done, stuff like that. You know, I'm no longer the guy on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
We've got airmen who obviously take care of that stuff for us.
Yeah.
And my job is just to make sure that they are okay and life is good for them.
God, you're just an old man these days.
It's getting there.
Well, in the Air Force's eyes, I suppose. So I want to turn back. I don't think I got to do this with you. You've always been the guy behind the scenes getting people in here to do Warrior of the Week. Tell me about James. Let's go back to the beginning. Where are you from originally?
I came from Albuquerque, New Mexico. Joined the Air Force in 2004 and went to Dover Air Force Base in Delaware, where I worked with C-5s and C-17s. From there, I went to Fort Meade, Maryland, and taught journalism and photography for a few years before eventually coming out to Vance. And somewhere in the middle, I did a tour in Afghanistan in 07-08 with the 82nd Airborne and the 101st Airborne, and then another one in 2012 with the 31st Infantry Brigade Combat Team as part of NATO Training Mission Afghanistan Regional Command North.
My goodness. So, you got a lot of different...
All over the world.
Things that you could have on your lapel, I suppose, if you wanted to. So I read an article the other day that said in the next 10 years, more things will happen and more changes will take place than have in the last 100 years. Looking back in the time that you've been in the Air Force, the entire world has changed so drastically. But Air Force specific, some of the things that you saw change them, some of the things that happened, what are some of the cool highlights that you've experienced going, man, I never thought that would happen, or things that really stick out?
Wow.
That's a loaded question.
That is.
That's an open-ended question.
Things that have changed significantly.
Yeah.
The biggest one for my career fit would be the shift away from newspapers and websites to very social media-based communication. That's unimaginably large, and everyone's experienced it.
So as the leader in that field and in getting the information out, what are some of the people you tell the airmen going about their social media pages?
God, we talk about operational security and what you can and can't post that could possibly damage the Air Force, including its reputation or your personal reputation as a member of the United States military. We talk about... how to share the Air Force story. So what every airman has a unique story where they came from and what they do, and we encourage them to share that with people.
Yeah.
Take photos with your friends and your family and show everybody that to be a member of the United States or the world's greatest flying service, you're a person too. There's a whole personality behind what you do, and you're not a robot, and you can really go out there and make a difference in the world, and we want everyone to share that story as well.
James, I am glad you're staying in Enid, or staying in Oklahoma. You're going to probably do Edmond, aren't you?
I think we're going to do Edmond, but I still own a house in Enid,
right.
So, I mean, you never know.
Yeah.
Just right down the road from you guys.
Absolutely. Appreciate you, man.
It's good to be here, Alan.
How long till you retire?
3 more years.
Oh, well, we're going to have you here for...
Yeah, you'll see me a bunch.
All right, good stuff. James Bollinger, appreciate you, man. Our Warrior of the Week.
Thank you, sir.